Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. On today's podcast, we're discussing essential oils for common health issues. Do you need a quick pick-me-up that doesn't involve caffeine? Or how about an easy way to de-stress or a simple natural solution for curbing cravings? Did you know that essential oils can be used for all of these and more? That's exactly what my guest, Dr. Marisa Snyder, is sharing with us today. Dr. Marisa graduated cum laude from Life Chiropractic College West and has a background in biochemistry and certifications in nutrition and aromatherapy. Dr. Marisa became passionate about women's health after her own health crisis. Through functional medicine, whole foods, and self-care practices, she was able to heal her adrenal dysregulation, fatigue, and chronic migraines related to hormone imbalance. Currently, Dr. Marisa serves as an educator on topics relating to women's hormonal health. She's the creator of Women's Balance Summit and author of 5 best-selling nutrition books, including the DASH Diet Cookbook, which was featured on Dr. Oz, the Low Glycemic Index Slow Cooker, the Antioxidant Counter, and the Water Infusion Detox Book. She currently finished her 6th book, The Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils. Today, Dr. Marisa shares how to use essential oils to shift your lifestyle around personal care, health solutions, daily habits, and reducing toxic load. She even shares some of her favorite recipes that she's found really moves the needle in terms of exercise, energy, mood, and hormone support. So please enjoy this interview. Dr. Marisa, it's so great to have you on my show.
Dr. Cates, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much. One, I want to tell you that I am such a fan of your skincare. This is the product right here. This is the result of what I'm seeing. So,
oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you're loving it. You certainly are glowing. That's for sure.
Thank you. It's your stuff, girl.
Excellent. Okay, so let's start off with your journey and what led you to being so passionate about women's health.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So in my late 20s, I had a major health crisis. Basically, I suffered from all different types of hormone issues, but specifically the culprit was adrenal dereregulation. I just hit the ground. And a big piece of that became growing up, my grandmother and my mother dealt with hormone chaos. And back then it was very taboo. Like no one talked about women having hormone issues. They basically just handed a prescription and sent them on their way. And my mom, always being this incredible, resilient single mom handling business, what I gleaned a lot from my mother's success was that the more you show up, the more you do, the more you are able to be there for other people really helps to create the success that you want. And I think I took that on a little too much into my mid to late 20s, probably as early as I can remember high school being, hence why I think it happened so early in my life. But I just hit a major wall, and I didn't think anyone at that age at that time got that sick. So I was dealing with debilitating migraines. I had chronic fatigue. I remember that was the day where I was trying to pick my head up off the pillow after what I thought was a good 8 hours of sleep, and I just couldn't do it. I found myself like rolling myself out of bed, willing myself to get to grad school and to get to work. And I was completely exhausted. And I thought to myself, like, how am I supposed to be able to take care of all these people when I myself am a literal mess? A mess, and I didn't even know where to start. And the medications and the prescriptions that were being recommended to me, I knew they weren't going to serve. And that's when I began to do my research. And there was hormone books out there. There was information out there, thank goodness. And I started really putting myself back together through that research. And what I learned is it's really about nutrition, about plant-based medicine, about self-care. And really the biggest lesson was choosing what was really right for me opposed to meeting everybody else's demands. And then I was able to take a lot of that into the work that I do today. And it fuels me every single day.
Yeah, that's great. Fantastic. It is amazing how our attitudes about women's hormones and women's health is really, it has shifted a lot in the last couple generations. And so it's nice that there are a lot more tools available. It's okay for us to talk about these things. And we certainly are. We should talk about it on this show a lot. So it's great. And so what are some of your favorite tools for supporting women on their wellness journey? What are some of your favorite things?
So, you know, it's an easy conversation to talk about eating healthy for the body, right? Even eating healthy for your skin. I'm so excited for your new book coming out. But one of the things that were the biggest game change for me was really helping to establish some important daily rituals. Having morning rituals, because I find that the moment we get into our phones or we check our email, we are literally on somebody else's agenda. We have lost our own personal agenda. So having your own nourishing rituals in the morning, I know we're gonna talk a little bit about essential oils. I love those as tools to bridge the gap between where we want to be and the healthy habits that we know we should be living. But having good, lots of leafy vegetables, you know, covering the gamut of the rainbow, making sure that you get a lot of hydration, having really wonderful cleaning care, skin care, all of that, so that your body is functioning properly and you're taking care of it the way that you should, but really being mindful, I think, about, you know, that tool of self-awareness, doing that gut check and deciding, is this really right for me? Or can that go and I can choose into something else? Or maybe not choose into any of it at all. And that could be the place where I'm serving. So having those routines, making sure that you are nourishing the body, or really checking in with you. I think that's one of our biggest tools that we completely don't recognize. And we stop listening to, right? We stop listening to that. And then the tangibles, I love oils. And there's a lot of little tangibles that you can create to get those, get that lifestyle and get that body that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you're talking about, the daily rituals and the daily, what we do every day, that really makes the biggest difference. And I know sometimes people feel like, oh, if I could just do a cleanse once a year, I'll be okay. Or if I do a diet, every periodically and then go back to my old unhealthy habits, then I'll be okay. Or, you know, I'll look fit enough or something along those lines. But really it is those daily choices that we make. And certainly doing a cleanse or doing a program can be a jump start, but that's not the only thing that we want to be doing. We don't live, you know, sort of unhealthy habits between those times. We want those daily choices. And I couldn't agree more with that. And in fact, when I talk to people about skincare products, I talk about the importance of what you use on a daily basis are the chemicals that are really going to add up. And that's why I wanted to create the daily essential skincare system that you've tried. So let's talk some about essential oils, because I know a lot of my audience loves to talk about essential oils. I love to talk about them because they're certainly a great alternative to synthetic fragrance and personal care products. So they're great in personal care, but they're also great for health solutions and daily habits and reducing our overall toxic load in a lot of different ways. So let's delve into some of that.
Absolutely. Well, I think about those daily habits, and I always say 80% of the life that you're going to live later, well, the life that you're going to live later is dictated by 80% of what you do on a day-to-day basis. And always people are like, how do I make this easy? That was the thing I got from my patients all the time. It's like, what do you have? What's the easy fix? What's the easy fix that's going to help me do the daily habits? Because the thing of it is, we know we need to exercise. We know that we need to eat right. How many of us have said that over the years? We need to de-stress. We need to, you know, be more connected into our spiritual life. But how do we get there? And so what I found about essential oils, it was like that aha moment for me, was that they help to get us there, right? How do I create the energy so that I actually go to the gym or run those stairs or take that walk? You know, what do I use to kind of stave off cravings when I want to reach for that cookie, but I know it's a terrible idea at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? And so I think for me, essential oils were that. I will say, I always tell people that I can get someone to use an oil before I can get someone to drink a green smoothie. I know we're both friends with Robin, and so I've been drinking green smoothies, the green smoothie girl, since 2008, and actually probably 2007. And it's a part of our daily habits. It's been a daily habit of mine for a long time. But again, I can get someone to use an oil well before I can get someone to drink a green smoothie. And so that's why I think I've loved the transformation that they've created in families and women who are looking for non-toxic solutions, everyday emergency solutions for themselves and their families, where they don't have to go to the drugstore. They don't have to go to the doctor, because it's literally right in their home. You know, I travel with oils everywhere I go, and I've got my little oil case right here, right? And that we have oils everywhere in the house. If anywhere in my home you go, you're going to find an oil. So,
oh, that's fantastic. So now you mentioned reducing food cravings with essential oils.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Absolutely. So you think of peppermint oil. One of the fun, I don't know, when I was younger, about 10 years ago or so, a friend of mine said the way that she keeps from eating something she shouldn't, like late night snacks, is she brushes her teeth. Have you ever heard of that little technique or that habit?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so when your mouth has that minty freshness, and what they don't realize is the constituents of mint, spearmint, or peppermint actually reduces sugar cravings and cravings. And so people thought, well, I'll just chew gum or I'll brush my teeth. Well, if you were to just take an oil, so I have a blend, I call it the Crave Control Blend, and it's one drop of peppermint and one drop of lemon, and I just add it into water, like a little water glass like here, and I'll sip it during those times of the day. Like, let's be honest, a lot of people get those lulls between 2 and 4 p.m., after lunch, and you want that sugar boost or you want that caffeine boost. Well, I find that when you sip on the oils like lemon, grapefruit, and peppermint, it'll stave your cravings, but also those are great energy boosters as well. So it's like a 2-for-1. And if you decide to add a little bit of cinnamon to that, like a tiny swirl of cinnamon, you can stabilize blood sugar at the same time.
And you're talking about cinnamon as an essential oil or cinnamon, powdered cinnamon?
As an essential oil.
And so how much of these things do people use? Because I know that there are some concerns about people taking them internally, essential oils. I think, you know, a lot of people that have come on and talked about essential oils on my podcast have talked more about topically how to use them. So tell us about how to safely use them internally.
Absolutely. So for one, you have to be really careful with internal usage, hence why it's not talked about as much as you're going to find with topical and aromatic, two of my other favorite ways to use the oils. But if you're using a very high quality oil and it has a supplemental label on it, so let me see, I've got a lemon right here that's got an actual supplemental label here, and it's lemon oil, it's literally from the rind, or peppermint, you know, it's from peppermint, it's what you're chewing in gum, or it's what you're using when you squeeze a little bit of lemon inside of your water. Water, it's just a little bit more concentrated. So when I'm making a Crave Control, you know, like a tonic, so to speak, like I love it in sparkling water too. Like I'm on a detox right now and sparkling water is the only fun thing I'm drinking at the moment besides tea. And so we've been dressing it up. I have a water infusion detox book that I use essential oils in, but really you want to make sure that you have a high quality essential oil, that it is approved for internal consumption. And so I'll make a big vat of it. So like in a gallon size, I have a big, you know, wonderful glass pitcher in my fridge. It's already have, you know, cold water. I just do one drop of each of those, mix it up, and that's a really safe concentration to utilize for any adult and even teenager. You could go even higher concentration, but that's absolutely safe. And again, I'm using citruses here and peppermint. A lot of oils cannot be internally ingested, so you want to be careful of that. But those oils, not only are the citruses wonderful for detoxing the body, but they are also phenomenal for helping to stave off cravings.
Okay, great. So citrus essential oils, peppermint, those are safe for internal use. If you're using an essential oil that says safe for internal use, right?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a lot of them that don't. Yes. And they literally will say on here, do not consume. And that means they've probably been adulterated or there's something synthetic that does not make them safe.
Okay. Okay, great. And then what about other essential oils that are good for internal use? Any others, or should we mostly just stick to those?
I mean, the safest ones are definitely going to be the citruses. Like wild orange is one of my absolute favorites. We whip it with coconut milk or solidified coconut milk. So we'll make like a coconut whip and then we'll dip berries and strawberries into it. I'll add a little bit of wild orange. I add wild orange and lemon to my smoothies, but cinnamon is one you can use. All of the herbs, so thyme, rosemary, marjoram, cilantro, basil, all of those. Again, a little goes a long way because one drop of any of those oils is high, it's like 10x concentration. So usually, because I have friends who teach, they're chefs who teach classes with essential oils. It's so fun to go to those classes and learn, but they're using like toothpicks. You know, you're swirling a little bit into a big thing of guacamole, like a cilantro. And I think about cilantro oil as a heavy metal chelator. And I love cilantro. One, I just love to eat cilantro. I'm such a cilantro girl. Not everyone loves cilantro, but when we use cilantro oil in our guacamole, we just literally toothpick it and then swirl it in. And you can always add more over time. So there's cookbooks on the subject. We love to dabble in it. We have a lot of fun playing with it. My husband is definitely the chef in the house. He's always using oils in our recipes.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it does add a lot of flavor to foods. And, you know, like you said, it can help reduce sugar cravings and, you know, cinnamon helping with balance blood sugar. And there are other health benefits of these essential oils too, right?
Yes. So I was just thinking about that crave control blend. I know a lot of people are dealing with cravings, emotional cravings, or just that like that mid-afternoon. But where I really see them show up, at least when I first started using oils, it was about physical ailments. Someone had a tummy ache. I had a digestive blend for them. Someone had a flu or a cold. I had an immunity blend for them. But what I started to see is because essential oils are so multifaceted, which means that they work on the body in multiple different ways. Was the emotional aspect, the emotional support that people were experiencing by using these other blends. And I guess I don't know if my doctor mind was in that place of, you know, the area of concern. You've got a shoulder, I'll fix the shoulder. You've got a tummy ache, I can fix the digestive upset. But it was the emotional the piece to all of it that was really mind-blowing to me. And so I have a lot of recipes around stress, around focus, around anxiousness and really calming. So I can share some of those as well, because those of where I've really found for women in particular, which is who I love to take care of, it's really served them in a moment's notice. And sometimes we just need that shift, that moment to get us back to balance. I was having one of those moments yesterday, and I pulled out my stress buster blend, and I was able to get back into the flow of things without having a freak out, as I'd like to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, go ahead and tell us some of those, the mood enhancer.
Absolutely. So I'm going to share it with you as a roller bottle, and I'm going to share one with you as a just putting a couple drops on your hands. So if I wanted, let's say I have my oils in front of me, I'm sitting at the office, and I really need to reduce stress, I would just grab two oils. I would grab lavender because of all things calming, wonderful for skin as well, and then bergamot. Bergamot is the oil of self-love, self-acceptance. It's rich and gorgeous, and I'll just take a drop of each of those. So let's just say this is bergamot here. And I would take a drop of each of them into my hand. You know, grab another one, take a drop of that one, rub my hands together, because the path of creating that emotional or calming transformation is going to be right through the olfactory bulb, right into the limbic brain to calm down that amygdala. And so I can just smell it already on my hands. But you're going to take three deep belly breaths. So I'm just going to demonstrate one. Hold it. And then breathe out. And then repeat that 2 to 4 more times. And I promise you, the constituents in these oils are just going to change the way your chemistry is functioning in the brain. And you will go from feeling, you know, to that place of wired and tired to, you know, reducing that and feeling calming and more peace. So I think a lot of us, that's what we want. We want peace in our day. We want that happiness and that joy. And it can be hard when we're living in that space, right, of anxiousness and stress. So that is one of my easiest ways to use them. But then also, I love having roller bottles because I'm not always at the office when something goes wrong. So I have a blend that I would love to share, and this is my stress relief blend. They're very similar, stress buster, because it's just two oils, lavender and bergamot. But this one's going to contain 10 drops of lavender. It's going to contain 10 drops of frankincense and 10 drops of wild orange. And lavender, wild orange, and frankincense are all very calming oils. They all have constituents for reducing stress levels. All of these oils have been tested in hospitals and universities for lowering stress levels. And so what I'll do is the same kind of concept. I'll either roll this on my wrist, like I'm doing here, rub my wrist together because these are pulse points. So really connecting with that pulse point. Or if I want that aromatic experience straight into the amygdala, I'm going to roll it onto my hand. This is the fastest. I could do this in the car while driving, right? We can do almost anything in the car while driving. Rub my hands together and then breathe it in, or even with one hand, you know, one hand on the wheel, but breathe it in and do that. And so that's a technique that I use. I like having the little roller bottle emergencies around because they're so versatile. But I could put it on the back of my neck. I could put it on temple points right here, right on the temples, or right here on the neck where we have another big pulse point. All of these areas are great areas for reducing stress.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love it. And, you know, it's interesting. We have essential oils in the Spa Doctor's Daily Essentials skincare, and bergamot is one of those, and ylang ylang. And I know that people love the ritual. And I think part of the ritual is being able to smell those essential oils, right? And that they're actually working on a, you know, on a different level, not just on your skin, but also on probably an emotional level. And synthetic fragrance is not going to have that same kind of benefit, and it has the downside of having, you know, toxins in there, hidden in there, like phthalates and things that are not good for us. So I just love the option of using essential oils instead. And so, what about some oils that help with giving us energy?
Absolutely,
revitalize us.
So I'm all about energy. I think it's so many people, that's what they want. My mom, every time I call, she gets on the phone with me. She's like, how? That woman just wants more energy. She's always wanted more energy. She's an Energizer bunny. She'll run 2 half marathons in a weekend, and she's Monday. I need some more energy. So oils have been her number one companion. And so my favorite go-to blend for an energy boost is just 2 oils. Again, so I want to keep things very simple today. One is going to be wild orange, but you can use wild orange. You could use lemon, grapefruit. I find the 2, mandarin, tangerine, any of those. But wild orange is my favorite because it's known as the oil of abundance. And then I combine it with peppermint, and peppermint's going to really oxygenate, open up the senses, open up the lungs. And so you just take 2 of those drops, similar to what you saw me do a moment ago with the lavender and bergamot, same concept, a drop on the hands. And remember, because oils are volatile aromatic constituents, they don't stay on the hand. They're not greasy. And so don't worry about this getting onto your clothing or it stain anything. They will literally evaporate into the skin within 30 seconds upon contact. But when it comes to that energy boost, you're just going to do that same technique I did. Breathe in, and now you're breathing in all of these wonderful energizing essential oils, which is going to help boost serotonin and dopamine and really give you the boost that you're looking for. So you can say goodbye to caffeinated drinks, to sugar, or whatever you're relying on to keep you up, because the oils will really show up for you in a big way. So anytime I'm heading off to work out, like I'm going to do later on today, or I'm going to do a big hike, or, you know, or I just need to get myself up and get going, we are diffusing orange and peppermint, or we're breathing it in because it's the best way to get my day started.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. And I love that you can use that to kind of get you motivated to go exercise, because we've all been there, like, oh, I know I need to go work out, I need to go exercise, but just can't get motivated. And to be able to do that instead of a cup of coffee is fantastic.
It's about getting out the door, right? It's always like, get into the gym. Yeah. You know, once you're there, you're pretty covered. It's getting people to that activity that can be hard. And peppermint is our go-to for getting us out the door. It's the first thing I hand my husband, because he's a little bit more reluctant to go to the gym than I am. So I'm always like, here you go. Here, you don't have an excuse. I've got your peppermint.
I love it. All right. And then you also use essential oils for hormone support too. Hormonal support. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of oils that I have utilized for hormone support, because oftentimes, you know, and that's really my demographic. The women that I take care of every day are women who are dealing with hormone issues, or they're in perimenopause, into menopause. And so sleep is a concern. Mental fog is a concern, but also helping to balance out estrogen and progesterone. So I have a superwoman blend that I have tested on thousands of women with phenomenal success. I use it myself every day because, as I mentioned before, I have had hormone issues. And keeping everything, again, it's a daily practice. So I use my hormone blend every morning and night. I never forget to do it. I travel with it. But the great thing about it is it's just a roller bottle. These are really easy to get. And if you don't mind, I'd love to share my recipe, my superwoman blend, that helps to balance estrogen and progesterone and really helps to support hot flashes, helps to support mood, helps to support weight, and helps to support that energy that we're looking for. You can also use this oil blend for supporting adrenals too, which was definitely my area of concern for quite some time. So here we go. Here is the blend. I'm going to start with the oil that needs that has the most drops and then go down. So it's going to be 12 drops of clary sage. Now, clary sage is literally the hormone essential oil. It's also wonderful for reducing stress and helping to just calm the body and the adrenals. I love clary sage in my bath. Like when I do a bath ritual, it's one of my favorite oils. It's so decadent, but been researched to help support hormones, especially in perimenopause and menopause. Next, it's going to be 10 drops of lavender, 5 drops of geranium, and then 4 drops of ylang-ylang. We were talking about that oil. I love ylang-ylang, and it's so gorgeous. But this blend, with all these oils have been studied together to really create some very positive results. So you put all of those oils, again, 12 drops of clary sage, 10 drops of lavender, 5 drops of cedarwood, 5 drops of geranium, 4 drops of ylang-ylang, top it off with some coconut oil or grapeseed oil. I've got a little bit of grapeseed oil right here, almond oil right here, any carrier oil that you love. Shake it up, and these are going to be the areas that you put it. So I always love path of least resistance. If it's the ovaries that are making these, you want to make sure that you're applying it over the ovaries, so 3 inches below the belly button, and you just roll it over. My mom was, she uses this blend every single day, like 4 times a day. She doesn't leave home without it, except when she was visiting me one trip, and she got to the airport, and she immediately just got into my car from the airport, didn't say anything to me, got into my purse, pulled this out, pulled down her pants, and rolled this over, and finally was like, whew. You know, it was an hour flight. She was coming from Southern California, and she took this. I usually have several of these made up, so this became hers for the weekend. That's how effective this is. Or if ovaries don't work, or maybe you've had a partial or complete hysterectomy, you're going to do it on the ankles or bottom of the feet. The ankles are the meridian for your reproductive organs, but bottom of the feet is a great place, non-invasive, very easy to do. And then the last place I love to put it, because I love to smell it, it smells so good, is right on my wrist. So this is my favorite. If you had a hormone blend to use, this is going to be the one to use.
That's great. That's great. And so when you say you put it on the ovary, so you're around the abdomen, around yes. by the hips, or are you saying right below the belly button, right in the middle?
So I would say 3 inches. So you're rolling it all the way across, because right, the ovaries are lateral to the belly button. So you're just going to I do like a little like this, a little roll over, and then okay. I rub
from
it in.
Like from your hip bones to like yes. across that way. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. That's easy. So I keep mine in the bathroom after I take a shower. I just do just like that. Very easy.
Fantastic. That's so great. Yeah. I love it. So let's talk about your new book coming out. The Absolutely. Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils, right?
Yes. So I have had the privilege of serving over 50,000 people on their essential oil journey, but I've also learned where people get hiccups. The question always is I've got these oils, now what do I do with them? So the purpose of the book was really to help smart moms create empowered solutions for themselves and their families through using non-toxic personal care, non-toxic green cleaning, everyday emergencies from sunburns to tummy aches, helping your children get focused. And then I also, because it is about the smart mom, I have a whole chapter on self-care rituals with essential oils, which is probably my favorite chapter in the whole book. And then I have a whole chapter on hormone synergy as well. So how do we support hormones from sleep to libido? I cover it all. And then we talk about mood balancing as well with diffuser blends. But it really is the how-to for any smart mom who wants to get started with essential oils, from top 25 lists all the way to the exact recipes that you want with research, chemistry, where, how to choose oils, what purification is. I covered the gamut because I wanted moms to be empowered to become healers in their own homes. It's so nice to know that we can just reach for an oil inside of our house and know that we can address 99% of all of the common basic things that come up that I would have gone to the drugstore for back in the day. When I got my oils, I did this. I just cleared the shelves of all of the junk and the crap that we had. We made over the medicine cabinet. We made over the bathroom cabinet and the cleaning cabinet. And mind you, the book is designed to take it step by step, day by day, and you can do it at your own speed. But I wanted women to have the resource and to feel confident moving forward to create that non-toxic household and family that we all really want for ourselves.
Absolutely. That's so fantastic. I know as a mom myself, I've got three kids, and there's so many times when they wake up in the middle of the night with a fever or headaches or some, and it's you need something right then, and you don't want to run to urgent care or emergency room, but kids tend to get sick in the middle of the night.
Right? Always 3 p.m., 3 a.m. It's
Or
where it
right
goes
after, you
down.
know, it's always after your doctor's office is closed, right? So it's nice to be able to have something. And I know that there are certain things that are easy for people to have in their homes, like homeopathic remedies, and there are certain herbs, and there are certainly essential oils could be part of that first aid kit. Have a new natural first aid kit with things like this instead to help empower you. And of course, you could still have your doctor's help, but don't call them for every little thing. You could have your toolbox so that you're empowered to help your family. Because as moms, we take care of everybody, right? We take care of our neighbors and our friends
You're the
and
CEO of the home. I talk about that a lot, where we are the CEO of the home. We're the CEO of our family's health care, right? And that's the beauty. We have the doctors, we have the hospitals to really help guide us in that health care journey. But we're helping to make we make those decisions every day. And there's something to be said about what moms, the amazingness that moms bring to the table. And I think I just wanted to help them a little bit more on that journey to feel more empowered that I mean, a lot of moms already have it going on in the house. They already have a lot of those remedies. But I think these are just another layer to really creating those solutions and feeling good about those decisions, knowing that they're non-toxic, that they're not going to hurt their children, and they can feel really confident using them.
Okay, great. And so where can people get your book? We'll have the links up on my site too, but you want to go ahead and share that information?
Absolutely. So we have an amazing bonus section because it's one thing to have the book, but I really want you to have the how-to with tutorials and interviews. And so it is Dr. Marisa, so DrMariza.com/book bonus. And you go there, we're giving away 15 bonuses worth over $100 worth in goodies, including coupons to my favorite essential oil swag. Because again, some of these recipes have roller bottles, you need a little spray bottle. And so those coupons are going to get you those things that you need to create these recipes. But interviews, cheat sheets, video tutorials, it's just a lot of fun. So you just have to go there, get the book on Amazon, put in your information, and those bonuses will come immediately to you so that I can really support you on that incredible journey.
That's fantastic. And I like that you have those different little, the roller bottle and the spray bottle, because with essential oil bottles, dropper bottles can be a real pain. So having
Yes.
something else to use, the roller, I love that idea. And then having a spray bottle is so key because when you're making things for the body, you having a spray can really help. And then also I imagine misting the air can also be a great way to breathe it in.
Absolutely. We have immune system sprays in there. We have respiratory sprays, libido sprays. We've got all kinds of fun stuff in there because I wanted to make it really easy for moms. I mean, it's easy to drop a couple drops into a spray bottle, spritz it, right? I have a calming spray, a sleepy time spray, because I want it. Again, this needs to be easy. It needs to be fun, not overwhelming.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Marisa, for coming on and sharing this great information with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited about your book too. Oh my goodness. Lots of fun things happening right now. It was such a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Dr. Marisa Snyder, and I hope you got some great tips on essential oils and how there are some more ways to use them than maybe you already are. So to learn more about Dr. Marisa, her book, and the bonuses that she talked about, you can go to my website, thespadoctor.com, go to the podcast page, and look for her interview. You'll see all of the information, the links, and all of that on her podcast interview page. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community on my website. And also, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. If you haven't already taken my skin quiz, I highly recommend you do so. Just go to theskinquiz.com. It's free and just a 10-question quiz, and you'll find out your unique skin type. And that helps you figure out what are the root causes holding you back from having clear, glowing skin. Also, join me on social media on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of those. I'm there. Join me, join the conversation, and I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor podcast.